Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you fucking hobos? How the hell was your week? How is your weekend going? I'm coming to you from inside my apartment, Drink It Till You podcast studios, if you will. About to watch the end of this Cowboys-Giants game. We're really seeing who's the shiniest of the two turds, aren't we? You know, I'll put the Giants in the same boat as us. Even though whoever wins this game is going to be leading the division. I think Philadelphia is just getting smoked earlier. Haven't checked any scores. I actually just got back from recording, doing a couple of guitar tracks, and that went pretty well. Had it all planned out, mapped out. Got to do the tempos and everything, and you know, it worked out well. Hopefully, I'll be bringing you guys something soon. To show you my band a little bit more, something more credible possibly than what I've showed you before. But yeah, like I said, 2 minutes left in this game. Who's our kicker this season? I don't even know. I hear Dak Prescott is down. Somebody rolled on his ankle. It's probably broken. That really sucks. So we got a 4th and 9, 31-34. New York Giants are winning. This is a 40-yard attempt. Number two, I don't know his name, is our kicker. Let's see if this is, see if this goes up and in. Tied the game. Did he miss it? Oh, so close. He made it. Yeah, now we're tied. I guess this one's going into overtime unless New York can pull out some magic. Zerlin, is that the kicker's name? Zerlin for the Cowboys? Just hanging out here at home. I'm drinking my Blue Chair Bay rum with my Tropical Punch Body Armor. Shout out to Body Armor. I'm dehydrating and rehydrating all at the same time. Hopefully you have something delicious to drink in front of you. Cheers. And speaking of guitar, by the way, I do have to say a few things about a huge, huge influence in my life, just being a guitarist. Eddie Van Halen, the passing of Eddie Van Halen, pretty wild. What was he, 62 years old? If you don't listen to metal or rock and roll, Eddie Van Halen had what we call flow. You know, like a hip-hop artist can have flow. You know, he's got bars. I guess I'm trying to be cool right now. Is it working? Probably not. He basically had bars, as they would say, in other genres of music. Dude, he could just flow on the guitar, and with all the influence, all the influence he's given me over the years, it's crazy to say that I've never learned a Van Halen riff. I think that's going to be my next thing to do. That's kind of tragic, even though he's played such a huge influence in my life. Back when I first started playing guitar, I was about 11 years old. I could not, for the life of me, figure out what the hell he's doing. These days, we have YouTube, you know? You can learn anybody's riff. It'll be broken down. You can slow it down. Learn it one note at a time if you want to. I just always felt like as I got older, learning his solos and things that way is really kind of cheating. If I can't pick out what you're doing with my ear, I probably shouldn't be playing it, or I probably shouldn't attempt it. And like I said, YouTube nowadays, everybody has flow. Everybody has bars. Everybody has it because you can watch a YouTube video. And back when this came out, I wasn't alive yet, but when I first heard it, I'm sure when it first did come out, just blew them away. Nobody was playing guitar like this. Like, there were good guitar players. And I'm sure you could shoot me an email, drinkitillyoupodcast@gmail.com, and tell me I'm wrong. I'm sure there were plenty of guitar players who, you know, who could shred, but they just weren't as well known. They weren't in a fucking huge band like Van Halen. And it's just sad. Sad passing, you know, all good things must come to an end. I bet that guy had an amazing ride, you know. I bet his life was just one party after another. Oh my God, it's Eddie Van Halen. Get in here. Guitar Center. It's like, here, free guitars. You get to play whatever you want. And my first guitar my dad bought for me when I was 11 was actually a Fender Stratocaster. it was just kind of a stock guitar. I'm sure Eddie had something different, but I was always blown away when I found out, when I got older, he's not playing an Ibanez. He's not playing a, what are the other metal guitars? Ibanez and Jackson, you know, all that stuff. He wasn't doing any of that. He was shredding the shit out of a Fender Stratocaster, which is, it doesn't make it harder. It's just, I don't think that was what his style wasn't really, really played on a Fender. I think Fender was like a Stratocaster was more for blues. Like you got the Telecaster that's more for like country and, you know, all that picking and stuff. So, anyways, let's see what's going on in this game over here. My daughter's upstairs in her crib playing with some toys. My fiance's taking a shower after cleaning this house. Fucking spotless. I'm very thankful for that. Let's see if I can get her on the podcast here in a little bit. Or if she's so irritated that she had to clean up after me for the fifth time in a row. Actually, let's go check on her. Let's go see what we're doing. Hey, babe.
What?
I'm doing the podcast right now.
With me in the shower?
Yeah, I already told him you're in the shower.
Okay.
It's audio only, so don't worry.
Okay.
How irritated are you with me right now on a scale of 1 to 10 that you had to clean the whole house spotless and clean up after me? You did all the dishes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That was very nice of you. How irritated at me are you?
Like a 5.
A 5? So halfway? That's not bad.
Yeah.
You owe, every time I give you a scale to say something on, you, it's never as bad as I think. I asked you when you were pregnant the most annoying thing I've done while you're pregnant, and you were like, oh, nothing really. You always give me an easy out. So we're in the bathroom. This is the bathroom.
This is our bathroom. Soon to have 2 bathrooms.
Oh yeah, soon. We're trying to move.
Can I get out of the shower?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm blocking you in. You want to come down and be on the podcast in a minute?
Sure.
If you want to. There's sweet Caroline. Caroline, you want to say something? You want to say something to the hobos? You going to giggle? You going to laugh? You going to say something?
Say hi, Mama.
Or say dada. Yeah, there you are, sweet girl. Hopefully she doesn't get mad when I walk away. We'll see. Don't get upset. Mommy's right there. Here comes Mommy.
Mommy's right there. She's getting out of the shower, but she's right here.
You see my parenting skills? I'm like, Mommy's right there. We'll be fine. So, anyways, score on the Dallas Cowboys game, 34-34. Let's see. We got Dalton in there. CeeDee Lamb. That should have been pass interference. Come on. What was that? He was all over him. 48 seconds left. What are they on, though? Where are the... Oh, shit. We're on the 12. Okay, we have the ball, though, so that's the... That's the good news. We're on the 12. We're trying to drive it down the field with 48 seconds left. Let's see what Dalton can do. I've actually kind of been curious about what he can do. There is supposedly what they'll tell you on the radio in Dallas, DFW Sports, is that this Cowboys team is a plug-in quarterback team. You know, you can get anybody with all the weapons we have, and you can just throw it to them, and we should win every game, right? That hasn't happened so far. My 1-3 Dallas Cowboys, 0-4 New York Giants. I think whoever wins this game should be awarded a golden turd. It's a little preseason. It's a little pre-Super Bowl trophy. Just a shiny golden turd to let you know you're the best turd of them all. All right, Chris, let's try to grow up a little bit. What are you guys drinking tonight? I tried to do this podcast earlier in the week. Didn't work out. Dude, it's really hard. The turnaround is so quick. I've kind of blocked myself into Sundays at this point. Like I do this on Sunday, I put it out. And then by Wednesday, when I want to do it again, I just don't have anything to fucking talk about. Obviously the passing of Eddie Van Halen, that's a huge topic for me. I you guys should send me an email and tell me what intro to a song I should learn, and don't make it too hard, you know. So last night, by the way, this is for you drinkers, drunkies, winos, hobos. A guy got pulled over right in front of my apartment last night. I'm just kind of laying in bed. My daughter's asleep. And I see the flashing lights of the cops and coming up. And I see this guy pull up in a Dodge Ram. And he parks in one of the spots where the residents park. And I'm like, I've never seen this guy before. He doesn't live here. They had his ass out front doing the sobriety test. And he failed, you know. If there's not, and you know what happened to his truck? They left it running until an hour later when the tow truck company got here, and then they towed it away. They turned it off and towed it away after that. They left it running for an hour. I don't know how much gas the guy had, but he's not going to have a lot left when he comes back to his truck. And you know what? Honestly, I think he did pretty well on the sobriety test. I was watching out the window the whole time. I was like, all right, let's see what they're going to make him do. You know, the cop pulls up and, you know, gets him out of the car. He does the walking the line. I don't know if they did ABCs, but he's like touching his nose. They're looking in his eyes. They're making him follow the flashlight. And he somehow still failed. I wanted to poke my head out the door and be like, I think he did pretty good. He didn't fall over. He wasn't stumbling. Maybe it was something else. Maybe he failed the breathalyzer is all I can figure. But don't drink and drive. Get an Uber, get a Lyft. That's the reason you don't. I normally have my drink right next to me. Hey, babe.
Hey.
What you doing? How was your shower?
Good.
Are y'all texting about the neighbors?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. Oh, she doesn't live over here, does she?
Yeah, she does.
Oh. Okay. Cheers, everybody.
Jasmine. She lives right there.
Oh. So how's your day been? I'm going to deflect what I was going to talk about and talk to you instead.
It was pretty mundane.
Pretty mundane?
All I did was clean and do laundry.
Yeah. I had to turn off the dryer so it didn't mess with my recording. Is that okay?
I just need her chair.
I'll turn it back on.
I have to wash your chair today.
I promise.
Okay. But all I did was chores. The house was a mess and it was my day off, so now we ain't got no chores.
I don't have any chores to do. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying it publicly.
Well, it's so all fine and good till you get a chore chart one day.
A chore chart? What's that?
I'm going to make a chore chart.
Like I'm a child?
Yes.
And you're going to give me
I'm going to assign gold you star. Chores.
You're going to give me gold stars when I complete?
And when you get so many gold stars, then you get a surprise.
Let's go positive here.
Okay.
What are you, like, happiest when I do? Is it laundry, sweeping, mopping, dishes? What are you happiest when I do? You're like, oh my God, he did that. I don't have to do it now. Thank God. And this is on recording forever, so whatever you say, I'm going to keep doing.
I like when you do all of it.
Busted.
Probably dishes or trash, because I really hate taking the trash out.
Oh, taking the trash out? That's easy. That's easy.
Really?
Super easy.
It's so easy.
I could do that.
You could do it.
I can do that.
You
I can,
could.
I can do the trash.
You could totally be doing the trash.
Well, hang on. You're making it sound like I'd never do the trash. I don't never do the trash.
You don't never do the trash, but how often do you do the trash?
Once in a blue moon.
Okay.
That's the God's honest truth.
Honest.
Yeah, that's the God's honest truth. Once in a blue moon. But that time I do it, you're just like, thank God.
That one time you do it.
Thank God he did
awesome.
It. Is she up there crying or is she up there playing?
And she's cranky because she needs to eat dinner. And
oh, okay.
She hears us down here talking with her.
And here I am podcasting. Oh, boy.
She's got the FOMO.
Yeah, fear of missing out.
Yeah.
I just had to say it because I don't think they can hear you. You got anything interesting to talk about other than cleaning this amazing house?
No, because all I did was clean today.
Yeah.
I think they're talking about doing like a reboot of Smallville. So that's cool for me.
Oh, okay. You're into Smallville. Let me see.
I'm into Smallville and Superman and stuff.
Okay. Is it going to be the same characters?
Well, except for Allison Mack, because she was part of that sex cult and she just like got convicted. So she won't
Is that the girl with the blue eyes?
The blonde hair.
Oh.
No, the blue eyes is the girl who plays Lana Lang. But I think she was involved too, they said. She was like in this sex school where they would like recruit women and
oh my God.
It was
it was basically a like a pyramid scheme.
Wow.
For like...
Like Scientology, almost.
Yeah, basically.
I'm not supposed to talk about Scientology. Apparently, they have a lot of influence. I've been listening to a couple of podcasts. Apparently, they're kind of a scary organization. They'll come after you.
Did you not watch the Leah Remini like special that was on TV?
Well, she's one of the podcasts.
Yeah,
she's on a podcast now, and she's blasting all the Scientology stuff now.
She's been doing it. She's been putting all of that stuff out there. That's why they don't like her.
She's got a mark on her head now.
Yep, it's been like that for years.
All right, Cowboys, New York Giants, the shiniest of two turds. I've said it 3 times this podcast already because it is true. 34-34. Dallas has the ball. 3 seconds left. 34-yard attempt. We're about to see. I can't remember this kicker's name for the life of me. We're about to see who's... If he hits this, it's over. If he misses it, we're going to overtime. In case you didn't know how sports were... Oh, he hit it. Barely. Game over. We're leading the division 2-3. The New York Giants are now 0-5. Thank God. I really didn't want to hear it from... I have friends who are New York Giants fans. I really didn't want to hear it. So, luckily, I don't have to. At least not... I mean, we'll play them again. They might get better. They're 0-5. That's not very good.
Tell them how you really feel.
That's how I feel. I don't like any other team other than the Cowboys. All right. Let me take a quick break. Take a quick pee break, and I'll be right back. One sec. All right, and I'm back. I had to do a little victory dance for the Cowboys win. I was just thinking about it. Weird celebrity deaths 2020. Obviously, we talked about it. It just seems like it's been everybody this year. 2020 can fuck straight off, you know? It's been awful. Who's on the list here? Let's see. Bonnie Lou Kern. Sorry, there's kids playing outside, so you can hear them all screaming. Bonnie Lou Kern, one of the original Mouseketeers on the Mickey Mouse Club. That's pretty wild. Helen Reddy, the 1970s pop star and cultural icon behind the hit I Am Woman. Tommy DeVito, no relation to Danny DeVito. 60s group The Four Seasons, died from COVID, actually. Michael Lonsdale, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, excuse me. I can't read very well. Diana Rigg. Let's see. According to her agent, the British actress died peacefully at her home. Well, that's good. Kevin Dobson, Bruce Williamson, Eric Murillo, Cliff Robinson, an 18-year veteran of the NBA and one-time contestant on Survivor, died August 29th. Complications from lymphoma. Chadwick Boseman, Riley Gale, we've already talked about that one. This is EW.com, by the way. Okay, so it says here Riley was 34. I wasn't sure if he was 34 or 35. Justin Towns Earl, Jack Sherman, Frankie Benali, Chi-Chi Devane. I don't know half these people. Ben Cross, Linda Manns. Raymond Allen, Wilford Brimley. Let's see if I can recognize anybody on here. No, not really. Oh, Regis Philbin. I totally forgot about that. That happened earlier this year, right? July. That seems like an eternity since July, right? What's his name? Jerry Stiller died this year. Kelly Preston. Dude, it's just been an odd fucking year, man. I'm ready for this year to be over. New Year's Eve 2020 is going to be a fucking party because I think we're all sick of this shit, right? Let's take another drink here. Cheers. Let's see. Another story. This is kind of a music-heavy podcast. Led Zeppelin was in court for apparently, not apparently, I mean, they were really bad about doing this, stealing songs. They stole a song, Stairway to Heaven was stolen from, I don't remember the band's name, but the main opening riff is the exact same, and Led Zeppelin's been known to do this over the years, like, and I always wondered that as a kid, too, like, you can listen to a Led Zeppelin album, and it has so much variety on there. There's some kind of like bluegrass kind of stuff. There's rock and roll stuff. There's blues kind of stuff on there. And I always wondered how they had such a weird mix of just different songs, and they're all fucking good. That's actually the list I should have looked up. I won't bore you with that, but you know, I remember hearing Jimmy Page, the guitar player, would basically just like turn his back on stage. He would go to a show, steal a riff, turn his back when he played on stage so no one else could see the riff or see what he's doing. With all that said, Jimmy Page, just not a good guitar player. Just not. If you have to steal your riffs, you're not very creative. And if you ever hear him try to solo on any of the tracks, it's fucking laughable. He's just not good with what he's doing. So they went to court. Someone was trying to sue him over Stairway to Heaven. Let's research this real quick. Who did Led Zeppelin steal Stairway to Heaven from? A band called Spirit. That's who it is. In the initial case that began in 2014, Michael Skidmore, a trustee representing the estate of Randy Wolf, the guitarist of California band Spirit, accused Led Zeppelin's Jimmy Page and Robert Plant of stealing their opening guitar riff of Stairway to Heaven from Spirit's 1968 instrumental track Taurus. I guess that just got dropped. Let's see. List of Led Zeppelin stolen songs. This is going to shock you if you don't know. 10 Led Zeppelin's 10 boldest ripoffs. Let's see this. This will be enough. This is incriminating evidence, right? If you care. Talking a lot of rock and roll. Eddie Van Halen. Rest in peace. If this page will load. Give me one sec. God damn it. All right, and we're back. All right, number one, Led Zeppelin stolen song, Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You, stolen from, it was originally written from the American folk singer Breeden, I'm sorry, in the 1950s. Jimmy Page and Robert Plant, however, were fans of Joanne Baez and knew the track from her 1962 album, Joanne Baez in Concert Part 1. Dazed and Confused, stolen from the Yardbirds. What's his name? God, I can't even remember. He just fucking passed away. Was it this year? That might be another one I add to the list. Tom Petty. Was the Yardbirds Tom Petty's old group? I'm sure it would tell me. I just don't want to read any more into it. A Whole Lot of Love. When it came time for Plant to lay down vocals over Page's guitar riff, one of the first times he ever contributed lyrics to a Zeppelin track, he quoted from You Need Love, a song written by Willie Dixon and sung by Muddy Waters in 1962. The Lemon Song, while the famous lemon squeezing lyric dates back to Robert Johnson's Traveling Riverside Blues, also covered by Led Zeppelin, this song owes more to Howlin' Wolf's Killing Floor, which the band had been playing live. That's exactly what I'm talking about. They would go to a show, steal the riff, and make it their own. And they were probably a bigger band. Bring It On Home, the closing track on Led Zeppelin 2, is Page/Plant composition bookended by quite bluesy sections. Those bookends fairly blatantly are a cover of Bring It On Home, the Sonny Boy Williamson blues song. Written by Zepp favorite Willie Dixon. Since I've Been Loving You, another track with uncredited elements on loan from another song. In this case, some of the lyrics came from Never, released just 2 years earlier by Plant's favorite band, Moby Grape. Let's see, just a couple of more here. Hats Off to Harper, Led Zeppelin 3, named in tribute to the band's chum Roy Harper, throws together bits and pieces of various blues songs, most prominently Buka White's Shake 'Em On Down, 1937. Wow. In My Time of Dying is another one. You guys get the idea. These are all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. These are all bluegrass or like blues black musicians. And I always wondered, you know, it sounded like Led Zeppelin had a lot of soul growing up. And I always wondered where that came from. And now it makes fucking sense. You know, those guys are fucking old anyway. Like, by the time they do anything, if they ever do anything, actually the Supreme Court threw it out. You know, so nothing's going to happen to Led Zeppelin. They're just going to keep getting it. They've already made their millions, dude. Like, it's over. How old are those guys? 70s? Possibly 80 years old? Like, it's over. Like, their life is over. Even if they incriminate them right now, it's like, well, fuck. I still got a mansion. I still got 6 cars to drive. I got it made. But yeah, anyways. Let's take another drink. I need to down this a little bit. Cheers, everybody. All right, and to end the episode tonight, sorry, it's kind of been a weird one. It's kind of been sporadic. I just surpassed 8,000 downloads since being on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to all the hardcore listeners, the people who listen every week, the people who download constantly. I really appreciate it, man. Thank you so much to the loyal listeners. I love you so much. And if you're just passing through, that's cool too. Cheers, everybody. We're going to go down the list and see. We're doing all-time downloads this episode. Cheers, everybody. So, obviously, I'm not going to count the U.S., just because, I mean, it does count. The United States is my top downloads. Podcasts are huge right here. I'm going to go second, third, fourth, and fifth place. And this is shocking, man. I haven't looked at this in a long, long time. Second place, India. Third place, Canada, Avatwasante. Fourth place, Ireland. Sláinte. Spain, salud. I appreciate all the downloads. Cheers, everybody. And that's as far as the world's concerned. In the U.S., let's see if California is still on top. if it'll click over here for me. California, still on top. Number 2, Texas. Number 3, Michigan. Number 4, New Jersey. Number 5, Virginia. Cheers, everybody. Thank you so much for the downloads. In Canada, or Canada, to be more specific, Ontario, Quebec, Alberta, British Columbia, and Newfoundland and Labrador. Thank you guys so much for the downloads. Let's take another drink. This drink's almost out. In my Australia, my Australian listeners are still holding tight. Doesn't get downloaded much in Australia. I'll tell you the 3 places it's ever gotten downloaded. Queensland, New South Wales, Western Australia. Cheers to you guys out there. I don't know. You don't like me very much anymore. It was a pretty big hit in Australia there for a little while. Let's keep it rolling, man. I can't wait to hit 10K. 142 episodes. The only podcast that lasts until the last drop. Thank you guys so much, man. I appreciate it. And that's all I got for you tonight. I'm gonna go downstairs, eat some dinner. I'm sure there's some MLB playoffs going on right now. New York Yankees are out, by the way. Tampa Bay just came and shook up the world, as Ollie would say. I mean, it wasn't that big of an upset, but it was still pretty with Giancarlo Stanton, Judge, you know, all those guys. It's like it's hard to believe they got beat, but it's fucking over. Anyways, I will talk to you guys next fucking week. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Don't get pulled over in somebody's apartment complex and, you know, make an ass of yourself in front of the guy across the way, which would be me. Anyways, I'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks for all the downloads. Happy Sunday to you. Sunday fun day. Talk to you guys later. Bye.